In just a few minutes on this evening edition of Ozarks at Large, Christina will talk with Becca Martin Brown from Northwest Arkansas Newspapers about things you can still do for Halloween, plus a $1 million boost to trails in Fort Smith, and a conversation with Frank Tavares, the man who has been the voice of NPR's underwriting announcements for the past couple of decades. That's all ahead on this evening edition of Ozarks at Large. This is still the KUAF on-air fundraiser. We have sent phone volunteers home. It's just us here at Ozarks at Large here now, but you can still support us by going to the website supportkuaf.com. Funding for public radio has become much tighter over the past couple of years. NPR has announced another cut in staffing in just the past few weeks. They have a hiring freeze, and they're planning on cutting 10% of their staff in the next year. Federal funding for public radio stations like KUAF has also been cut. The sequestration last year cost us about $10,000. More cuts this year. In addition to that, a funding program that was for stations located in rural areas has been cut. That will cost KUAF about $25,000 this year. 2 years ago, for example, 2 years ago, KUAF received over $200,000 in federal money from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Last year, that amount was down to $185,000. This year, it's expected to be $150,000. Local funding from the University of Arkansas has remained about the same the past few years, and local business support is very good for us, but it's also stayed the same for the past 2 years. Those are reasons we're asking you for your individual donation tonight in the last few hours of this on-air fundraiser. Listeners like you provide the largest and the most stable form of funding for public radio stations like KUAF. And at KUAF, we need more listeners, more people using the service at KUAF to donate to KUAF. If it's been a while since you've made a gift to KUAF, or if you've never contributed, we need your help. You can do so online, supportkuaf.com. And if you do give every year, you might consider bumping your donation up a bit as well. Again, you can support us online at a very safe, easy, quick place to make your contribution, supportkuaf.com. And from all of us, thank you very much.
It is Halloween, Thursday, October 31st, 2013. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Christina Thomas, and joining me inside Studio 123, Becca Martin Brown, features editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
I should have said boo sometime during that. That's all I got. Boo. Bye. Here's something fun you might want to do tonight. It's a family that decorates their house for Halloween and invites everybody to come there.
So a haunted house?
Yes.
Okay. Is this a party?
Yes.
Okay.
Jonna Bryant and her husband, Chris, call it Banshee Manor. It's in Fayetteville. And the fun part is that early this evening, it's kid-friendly. And then as it gets later, it gets scarier. And they started all this because they won a pinhead mask in a radio contest.
Okay.
And it got out of hand.
And it just sounds like it's grown.
The fun part of this is if you wish to donate, donations go to the Boxer Rescue Organization of Northwest Arkansas.
Boxer Lovers?
That would be Boxer Lovers, not people who box the dogs.
Okay.
And Northwest Arkansas Share, which is a support group for those who have suffered the loss of an infant. This is from 5 to 10 o'clock tonight and is located at 2893 North Sunny Lane in Fayetteville. Go have a good time and give some money to a good cause. And tell John I said howdy.
All right. Thank you, Becca. Becca Martin Brown is features editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.